From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Applause for an empty chair at Nobel Prize ceremonies in Oslo, Norway today because Nobel Peace Prize winner Liu Xiaobo remains behind bars in China, where he's serving an 11-year sentence for subversion. Nobel Committee Chairman Torbjørn Jagland says Liu's imprisonment is unjust.
Liu has only exercised his civil rights. He has not done anything wrong. He must be released.
Liu has dedicated the Peace Prize to those killed when China cracked down on pro-democracy activists in Tiananmen Square in Beijing 21 years ago. Chinese police have stepped up their patrols in the square and other parts of Beijing today. President Obama is considering pushing for a revision of the nation's income tax code next year to lower and simplify tax rates and to raise revenues as part of an effort to deal with the national debt.
The general concept of simplifying, eliminating loopholes, eliminating deductions, eliminating exemptions in certain categories might make sense if, in exchange, people's rates are lower. That may end up being a more efficient way of doing business.
The president, in an interview on NPR's Morning Edition, the White House says no decisions have been made yet, though, about proposing any tax code revisions. Senate Republicans have blocked a vote on a measure to repeal the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy barring gays from serving openly in the military. Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut says the move fell three votes short of the margin needed.
Process triumphed over those principles. Parliamentary procedures won over the policies, and as a result, we have suffered a setback.
Lieberman says he'll introduce a repeal of the policy as a standalone piece of legislation, but passage seems unlikely with just days left before the lame duck session of Congress is slated to end. The Pan American Health Organization, or PAHO for short, is considering launching a crash campaign to vaccinate people against cholera in Haiti and other Caribbean nations. NPR's Richard Knox says there are two effective vaccines against the disease.
They cost between $1 and $6 a dose to manufacture. But until now, PAHO and other health leaders have said vaccination wasn't feasible. That's changing. Dr. John Andrus of PAHO says it's because the organization discovered that manufacturers have more than 1 million doses of vaccine on hand, far more than previously thought. Andrus says another factor is that cholera is now firmly established in Haiti.
Cholera has a foothold. It will continue to circulate and cause disease for probably several years to come. Certainly there's a role for a vaccine in that situation.
Haiti's neighbor, the Dominican Republic, would be one target for a vaccination campaign. Cholera is beginning to spread there. Richard Knox, NPR News.
The U.S. trade deficit has fallen to its lowest level in 9 months. Stocks have opened modestly higher, the Dow up 15 points. This is NPR News.
The gang known as the Barbarians.
The sound of student demonstrators in London attacked a limousine in which Britain's Prince Charles and his wife were riding. They were unhurt but shaken after the incident in which protesters smashed the rear window and splashed some paint on the limousine. British authorities have launched an investigation into the handling of the incident. The demonstrators were protesting controversial hike in tuition and fees at British universities. Prosecutors in France are pushing for maximum jail sentences for gang members who were kidnapped and tortured to death a young Jewish man 4 years ago in France. Eleanor Beardsley in Paris reports that many of the gang members were teenagers at the time.
The gang, known as the Barbarians, were mostly young Muslim immigrants from Africa. They kidnapped 24-year-old Ilan Halimi in January 2006 because they said he looked like he had money because he looked Jewish. Halimi was held for 3 weeks and tortured in the basement of a public housing project on the outskirts of Paris. He was found naked and bound on the edge of a highway and died on the way to the hospital. The incident caused a national uproar in France. The gang leader, an unemployed delinquent from the Ivory Coast, received a life sentence 2 years ago. Now prosecutors have asked for maximum 20-year sentences for a handful of his accomplices. The family of Ilan Halimi says it is satisfied with the trial because the gang members were forced to take responsibility for their actions. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
A school district in Ohio that's facing a $225,000 deficit has found a novel way to make up some of that money. For teachers and students who haven't been paying their bills, they're being served a Spartan lunch meal of bread and cheese and fruit cup until they settle up. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.